Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You have to be in the room. You have to be in the room when people are voting. You got to be in the room when the votes are being counted.
Republican National Committee co-chair Michael Whatley says thousands of poll monitors and lawyers will staff the party's new election integrity effort. He says the volunteers will deploy to crucial swing state polling locations with a national hotline available. The RNC says it's about restoring trust, but allies of former President Donald Trump have already said they may not accept his loss. Meanwhile, Democrats want the RNC to drop lawsuits over mail-in voting now that Trump has shifted to embrace it. Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Mississippi are being sued over counting all ballots mailed by Election Day. Nevada Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar calls that a waste.
It takes away from our ability to do the job that Nevada taxpayers want us to do. And sometimes the people doing the things that take time are not even from Nevada.
Nearly three-quarters of Nevadans voted by mail in the primary. Congressional Democrats are targeting Project 2025, a manifesto for a second Trump term written by conservative activists. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley says it starts by calling for replacing 50,000 federal workers with Trump loyalists. And in spite of Trump's recent position that abortion should be up to the states, Pressley quotes the document as calling for a national abortion ban.
On page 6 of its playbook, Project 2025 states, quote, "The Dobbs decision is just the beginning," end quote.
House Republicans say if the Supreme Court fails to overturn Trump's hush money conviction, they'll try to change the law to let a president move the charges to federal court. If Trump wins, he could then order the Justice Department to let the conviction be thrown out. And Florida Congressman Byron Donalds says some jurisdictions could see funds for prosecutions cut.
And if there is a jurisdiction that takes federal money and it does not also protect the constitutional rights of all Americans, whether that's President Trump or any other American, they shouldn't receive federal funds.
Meanwhile, Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells CNN the Supreme Court may fundamentally rewrite the Second Amendment after striking down a ban on bump stocks.
I think this court is poised to make it very hard for Congress or state legislatures to be able to regulate guns and keep our communities and schools safe.
Bump stocks can allow a gun to fire hundreds of rounds a minute and were banned after a mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival left 58 people dead. A majority of Republicans now argue that Trump order was unconstitutional. And finally, the first presidential debate has been scheduled for June 27th in Atlanta. It'll be live on CNN, but have no studio audience. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.